Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, and I am taking the podcast outside again today. It is a really nice evening in Southwest Missouri, so I'm going to enjoy it just a little bit. There has been some news with the Chiefs recently. News of Tyreek Hill having his meeting with the NFL kind of investigative team this past Wednesday, where the NFL came in with their investigators and lawyers, and then Hill was able to come in with his union attorney and his personal attorney, and he was able to answer, you know, he waived his Fifth Amendment rights and answered the questions and presented his evidence, and at least from what it sounds like from kind of the media people on Twitter that cover Chiefs media, it went pretty well for Hill. And the Chiefs are kind of optimistic that he'll get a suspension, but that it won't be a full season ban or even a half season ban, probably in the 4-game range is what's being reported, that a Chiefs official kind of thought Hill might receive. So that is some good news for Chiefs Kingdom. And also, it's been reported that the Chiefs are talking to Hill's agent again about a contract extension. I don't know how true that is, but if they are, then the Chiefs must feel pretty good about where Hill is at the moment. I could see this possibly being a shorter extension than they were talking earlier this offseason, because I believe earlier this offseason they were probably looking in the 5-year, $100 to $110 million range. So now I'm guessing, you know, shorter, 2 to 3 year, which is fine. You know, Hill would still be a young man in his prime at the end of that deal. If that's the route the Chiefs choose to go, and if Hill is willing to do that. There was also some news in Kansas City where a local radio show host made some comments about Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid, and he basically lost his job for those comments. You know, it's one of those things where him and the radio station mutually parted ways. I don't live in Kansas City. I don't get the radio stations. So, you know, I don't really fall into that category of that was really important to me. But it is interesting that it happened and that Chiefs Kingdom reacted the way they did to that and stood up for Andy Reid. And you know, I'm sure Andy Reid has better things to do than give a, you know, crap what some radio show host has to say. But still, it's nice to see the Chiefs Kingdom stand up and protect their own. The focus of this week's episode is going to be looking at kind of what I'm predicting for the Chiefs running game this season statistically. You know, last week I looked at what I expected out of the Chiefs passing game and out of, you know, the wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. And I expect a lot of big things out of the Chiefs running backs in the passing game, but I also expect a lot of big things out of them in the running game. And last year the Chiefs rushed 387 times, that is with Patrick Mahomes, sacks and rushing attempts included in that. And this year, I'm kind of looking at them coming in a little bit more than that. I put them in the 407 range. Of course, last week I had them passing a few more times too this season. So I think the Chiefs will just get more plays this season. And I think the defense will, you know, stop teams a little more, especially in the second half, and that the Chiefs will just have more opportunities. And there are going to be games where they don't have to score as much, and if they can run the ball a little bit more in the second half than they normally do. I don't think it's going to be drastic, but I do think that it will, make a little bit of a difference, statistically. Now, starting off, I'm going to cover Mahomes real quick. Last year he had 60 rushing attempts. I believe that's sacks included. I get all my numbers from ProFootballReference.com. I love that website. But I looked the year previously in 2017. Alex Smith also had 60 rushing attempts. So, that seems to be a pretty good number to stick with. So I'm going to leave it with 60 this year for Patrick Mahomes. Now, one big difference between Smith and Mahomes is Smith actually rushed for quite a few more yards than Mahomes did. Smith is just a better runner than Mahomes. He's just a little bit more gifted athletically that way. Plus, I think Smith looked to run more. That's a bigger part of his arsenal, where Mahomes, I think, he wanted to pass, and he only ran as a last resort. And some of the sacks that Mahomes took, honestly, were kind of silly, and they hurt his numbers a bit. There were a few where he ran straight back, was just trying to get away from somebody and just couldn't shake him, and ended up taking a sack that I think, honestly, this year, he'll cut down on that. And I had his, yards per rush going up a little bit this season. I had him coming in at the 60 rushing attempts, 288 rushing yards, three touchdowns, which is one more than he had last season. And then I had him cutting down his nine fumbles to seven. Now, quarterbacks do fumble a lot. They just get the ball slapped out of their hand a lot. And if that happens, it's considered a sack and a rushing attempt. So, don't freak out when you hear Patrick Mahomes fumbled nine times last year. It's really not that high of a number, but I do think he will cut down on that by a couple and get in the range of seven this upcoming year. Even thinking back to last year, after that Rams game, he started putting two hands on the ball a lot more when he was moving around. That was an adjustment he made in season, and he was able to stick with. And I'm sure that's extremely hard to do during the season, to make that type of adjustment. And to just really do it on every single passing play. Now I'm gonna use the same three running backs that I used last week for the passing game, and that is Damian Williams, Carlos Hyde, and Darwin Thompson. I do think the Chiefs will probably keep Darrell Williams around, whether he's on the roster or on the practice squad. And I also think it's possible that Carlos Hyde doesn't make this team, and that Darrell Williams just flat out takes the spot. But I think that's probably unlikely at this point. So I'm just going to stick with those three. It makes the most sense to me, makes it a little bit easier to predict. Right, getting to the running backs. Damian Williams, I do think he will be the workhorse this year. Looking back at his career stats, he was just 26th last year with the Chiefs, his fifth year in the league. He did average 5.1 yards per carry. But looking at his career stats, with Miami, he never averaged 4 yards per carry. He was in the threes every season, and he didn't get a ton of carries there either. He was in, I believe, the 130 range, off. 4 seasons combined, he was there. So the 50 that he got with the Chiefs last year was a pretty big number for him. So kind of how I see it is, I think Williams will be the workhorse back, as far as you can call it, in this offense. I had him come in at about 14 carries a game, But I also considered him missing basically 2.5 games with injury because I do think he's going to get banged up. And I think it might be generous giving him the 13.5 games played. Because like I say, he's only got 183 career carries in 5 years. So this is definitely going to be a test for him. And hopefully he will show me wrong and be extremely durable this year. But that's just my thinking at the moment. I had him coming in at 4.8 yards per carry. Just a little bit less than last year. I don't think he can improve on 5.1 yards per carry. And like I said previously, he never averaged over 4 yards a carry. So I'm kind of having him come back down to earth slightly to 4.8. I think teams will be a little bit more prepared for him. And honestly, if he's got a weakness as a runner, at least, you know, from what I've heard from, you know, the Chiefs video guys that we've all heard from, you know, the Seth Kaiser specifically, but I've heard it from a couple of them, is that Williams kind of lacks vision as a runner. And this type of offense helps that because running from the shotgun, you can see the holes quicker and the holes are bigger. So you don't have to think as much. You can just run. And Williams does have some elite speed. So, and that's also the knock on Darwin Thompson somewhat when you hear guys talk about his film review is his vision as a runner. So once again, I think this offense kind of works for both those guys. If that is in fact their biggest weakness, which is probably true. That does bring Damian Williams on the season to 917 rushing yards. So just under 1,000 yards. That's still a really good number for running back in today's game. I had him coming in at 9 rushing touchdowns and 4 fumbles on the season. And the 4 fumbles basically just keeps right in there with his career average on carries. And so I just figured that for 191 carries. That's not a terrible number for running back. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's a much worse rate than Carlos Hyde, Darwin Thompson, though. And, of course, Kareem Hunt didn't fumble. So, you know, that is something to watch. Now, the 9 rushing TDs, that's a pretty decent number for a starting running back nowadays. He did, score quite a few touchdowns in a small period of time last year. I can't exactly remember, but I was thinking that he basically had a touchdown per start last season in the run game. But I just don't think he can keep that up. But 9 is still a great number. At Carlos Hyde, I had him coming in at 80 rushing attempts. That's basically 5 a game. I honestly think that if it is these 3 running backs, that not too far into the season, Darwin Thompson will be getting a lot of the number 2 reps, and that Hyde will be more of a kind of closer role. You know, that he will get in there and get a few carries and get some snaps, but that that will go up in the second half of games, basically. And that's where he's going to make his money with this team. Now, I had him coming in at 4.2 yards per attempt. Hyde is another one where I looked at his career stats, and I was a bit shocked because he's going to be 29 this season. But he came into the league at 24. So he really doesn't have any more experience than Damian Williams at running back, but he's got a lot more tread on the tires and he's quite a bit older. And he too has not really had a great yards per carry average. 4.2 isn't the best he's ever had, but I think it would be right as the second best he's ever had. You know, I think the Chiefs scheme will help him somewhat, but he does have tread on tires, and I think teams will probably likely look for the Chiefs to run a little bit more when he's in the game, because he's definitely not the pass catcher that Damian Williams or Darwin Thompson is. Now that put him at 336 rushing yards. I gave him 3 touchdowns and 1 fumble on the season, so respectable numbers, especially if you're looking at him as your number 3 back, like basically I am. The last running back I have to talk about is Darwin Thompson. I have him coming in at 76 rushing attempts, so just a little bit less than Hyde. So just a hair less than 5 a game. But I do think that if Damian Williams does miss time, especially later in the season, Thompson will be the guy getting the majority of those snaps. And he's going to be out there a lot for his pass-catching ability. So, you know, he's going to get to see the field quite a bit. I have him averaging 5.6 yards per attempt. That is because I think he can do what Damian Williams does. And, you know, see that large hole open up in the offensive line. He is quick and he falls forward. So I think he's going to get his 4 or 5 yard carries very consistently if he's out there. And then, of course, he's got more big playability than all the other running backs on the roster and his little pinky fingers. So there's that. The guy is just a big play waiting to happen. If you haven't watched any of his video, you are going to be shocked. I know that, you know, there are people talking about him somewhat on Twitter, but I think the national media and even, you know, especially Kansas City media is being a little lazy on this guy. And I don't mean lazy like, I think they're just missing out on this guy, because he's got so much talent. He fits this offense so perfectly. Like I said, he was my favorite running back for the Chiefs to get in this entire draft. So when they drafted him, I freaked out. And he's kind of a local guy. He's from Oklahoma, the Tulsa area. So he's definitely somebody I'm personally going to root for, because he seems like a great guy. And he's somebody that has always been kind of overlooked, because he is a smaller guy. If you can say somebody that's 5'8", 200 pounds, and, you know, front squats 500 is small, but somehow he keeps getting overlooked that way. And that 5.6 yards per attempt, which, like I say, I think will be added by probably 2 or 3 monster runs, you know, 40 to 60 yards, would give him about 426 yards on the season. Have him coming in with 5 rushing touchdowns and 1 fumble. He had no fumbles in college, but I'm giving him 1 just because, you know, it happens. Ask Kareem Hunt if it happens. Now that gives the team a total of just under 2,000 rushing yards on the season. 1,966. That's a little bit better than last year. 20 rushing touchdowns. That's 4 better than last year. And 13 fumbles by Mahomes and running backs, which is actually 1 more than last year. But I think if these numbers come true, that's a very good sign for the Chiefs offense. That would put them at around 7,000. A little under 7,300 total yards of offense this season, which would actually be a decent improvement yardage-wise from last year. And, you know, a lot of that, I think, will just be the defense playing solidly and getting the offense the ball back a little bit more, specifically in the second half. So, as a total, I have Darwin Thompson coming in at a little over 800 total yards of offense and 10 touchdowns, which is a pretty significant number for your backup running back. And then I have Damian Williams coming in at about 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns. So a strong 1-2 punch And then, you know, whoever is the third back, whether it's Hyde or the other Williams, will see Darrell. Now, I was looking at these Darwin Thompson stats that, you know, I'd kind of put together, and they look kind of strange to me, because a lot of it is to do with receiving and then, you know, a high yards per attempt in the rushing game just because he's so explosive. So I got on the Pro Football Reference and I was kind of looking at backs that had similar stats to what I projected for him, and there aren't many. Really, there aren't any right in that range, but there were a few that were close. Spencer Ware is one of them, strangely enough. In his kind of bigger year, 2016, he did get more touches than what I have Darwin Thompson looking at, but he had kind of similar averages. He was up at over 13 yards per reception, which is just phenomenal. And then, you know, he averaged a decent amount in the run game, and he didn't get a ton of touches that season, a decent amount, but not, say, in a workhorse range. And I think that shows kind of what running backs can do in Reed's system. Two guys that kept popping up were Darren Sproles and Kevin Faulk. Those two guys really had the type of role that I see Darwin Thompson having, and they worked it splendidly. You know, Sproles especially had multiple seasons kind of right where I see Darwin Thompson. And it's funny because that's kind of who I'd heard him compared to when I first heard of Darwin Thompson, when I first started looking up his video and looking into the guy. So it's kind of funny to see how that worked out. And then specifically, last year, there was a player that put up very similar numbers to what I have Darwin Thompson coming in at. And he's a player that I really like. And there's a reason that I know him, and it's because he plays for the Chargers. And I hate that, because I hate liking a guy that plays for a division rival. But his name is Austin Eckler. If you've, you know, watched both of the Chiefs games against the Chargers, especially in the first one, Eckler did some serious damage against us. But he came in there really close to where I projected Darwin Thompson. He averaged over 10 yards per reception, and then he was up there, I believe, around 5.2 yards per carry. He had just a few more carries than what I projected, you know, Darwin Thompson at. But I really like that. Basically, every comparison I can find for what I think Thompson is going to be is a player that I really respect. There was another comparison, Deion Lewis. Now, last year with Tennessee, with that team specifically, since he got there, his numbers have dropped drastically. You know, Tennessee is just not the team for him, at least the way they're playing offense. But I had to smile when I saw Deion Lewis's name on there, because he is a player that I absolutely love. And once again, he was on the Patriots, so I had to hate him. But I love the idea that the Chiefs have that type of player on this team. I do want to give a shout out to Chiefs Rewards. I believe they're just at Chiefs Rewards on Twitter. But, you know, you download the Chiefs app, you can answer, you know, the question every day, get your reward points, and then they have different raffles, basically, or auctions that you can enter in. I happened to win a Sammy Watkins signed picture, and that was pretty awesome. I got it this last week, and I definitely put it on the wall, and I might keep it a little while before my daughter wrangles it away from me. But that is all I've got, Chiefs Kingdom. Hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.